For me, it was fantastic. It's funny. Everybody has that fight or flight mechanism. You know, when you get somewhere, it's either like, okay, I'm going to take this on, experience it, and work through it and enjoy it, or I'm out of here. You know, I can't do this. You know, and for me, it was the opposite. I was super excited about the challenge. A lot of things are different than North America, for sure, especially back when I started out. And if you just get frustrated and you don't try to see things from other people's perspectives, you're just going to be frustrated. And I think that's an adjustment anybody has to make. I was just very excited about my situation to have this chance, because it's nothing I really expected. You know, I dreamt of being a professional and basketball being my life as a professional. But I didn't. I had no guarantees it was going to happen. So I was just thrilled, and I was open to anything. You know, for me, I'm supposed to be a bilingual when I come out of high school. It's our official language, French and English. But I'll admit that was something when I came to Paris. Everybody wants to speak English or can speak English. So I was speaking English for the whole first year. And I think a big my second year when I left Paris, and I met my wife. We spoke English, my wife and I. And I said, "Look, I need to learn to speak French. This is, you know, we're going to be together. You know, we were planning to have a family." So I said, "I want you only speak French to me. Only, that's it." We started off speaking English. I said, "Only speak French to me." So I'm going to force myself to learn this. And I did have a little bit of, you know, background as a French person would in English. I had that French background in school, so within 6 to 8 months I was able to carry on a good decent conversation in French, and every year I get a little bit better and better. So that was big for me after that second year, when I really felt comfortable, like I was starting to be at home in France. I could go into a store and speak French. I could go, you know, I took my driver's license in French. I had all these things I had to do. I felt like, hey, I belong here, and I feel quite comfortable. So the language was a very important part of it, I think, learning, making that effort to really go beyond, like I said, this situation where I didn't quite understand everything, or I wasn't as comfortable as I was back home. I said, you know what, I'm going to really go all in here. I'm going to learn the language. I'm going to learn the customs. And now I feel I'm French. I feel really at home.